This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Just when the Democratic field for governor looked like it couldn't get much bigger, another candidate jumped into the race. Josh Pade is making his first run for office, but he faces an uphill battle to get recognized. Sean Johnson has this report as part of our ongoing series on the governor's race.
Josh Pade rolled out his campaign in early April with an online video showing him talking to other customers at a lunch counter. Then he stops, looks at the camera, and says literally one word.
Wisconsin.
The video is called That Says It All, which is a play on a fan favorite from the UW marching band. Of course, the ad said nothing, and at the time it remained to be seen whether Pade would actually run or become one of the dozens of candidates who formally register campaigns but never follow through. But Pade did. On June 1st, he turned in more than 2,000 nomination signatures to get on the ballot. That earned him a speaking spot with the rest of the candidates for governor at the Democratic State Convention later that night.
We're going to show that ideas and the future is right here in the Democratic Party for the state of Wisconsin. Thank you so much.
Pade, who's 38, says he realizes the field of candidates is large this year, but he says he's a new face.
I feel like there was an opening there and I'm going after it. And if we don't run, we never know how we're going to change the state. So that's why I jumped in.
Pade grew up in Kenosha, where his family ran a grocery business. He left Wisconsin to go to law school and lived in Washington, D.C. and New York. He's worked in fields including crisis management and most recently spent several years with the clothing company J. Crew. Pade says he's volunteered for Democratic campaigns, and his resume lists brief stints in the offices of California U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein and former Wisconsin U.S. Senator Russ Feingold. Pade says he remembers Feingold's first campaign for U.S. Senate when he beat the odds to win.
He was a, outside candidate, kind of the underdog that ran a very innovative race and changed the way campaigns were done in Wisconsin. And it inspired me to know that someday I could do something like that.
Feingold was indeed an underdog in 1992, but it wasn't his first campaign. He'd already served 10 years in the state legislature. Asked whether he'd consider running for a lower office first, Pade says he's looking for an office that fits his style of leadership.
I think there is no kind of feeder role to go into the governorship.
Pade says his campaign plans include traveling the state on what he calls a Wisconsin idea listening tour. You hear a mix of reactions to Pade's candidacy at the state Democratic convention. Bill Ahrens of Pearson, Wisconsin, is fine with it.
The more people we get, the better, to be honest about it, provided they can come together after that, and I think they can.
But Kerry Trask of Manitowoc says Democrats already had a big enough field and sounds downright frustrated that Pade made it even bigger.
Unless he's already sort of demonstrated some good reason why we should pay attention to him, why would we? I mean, we've already, the attention of the party's so diverse at this point that the last thing we needed is another candidate.
The state Democratic Party gave Pade the same amount of speaking time as every other candidate for governor, but other groups feel less pressure to recognize his candidacy. Two liberal groups, Our Wisconsin Revolution and the Wisconsin Working Families Party, have been holding online votes as part of an endorsement process. Wisconsin Working Families Party Director Marina Dmitrievich says their voters decided not to include Pade.
The fact that he chose to come in last minute certainly is okay. It's all about democracy, but this is a project that we're joining together. We've been transparent about our process, and I mean, can't really challenge a referendum. The people spoke, and they just didn't want him to be in the final nine.
Pade won't be invited to a debate the groups are planning to hold, and it's unclear whether he'll be invited to another Democratic debate next month. He's done enough to get on the ballot for governor, but it might take more to get a seat at the table. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.